Many years ago, I went to Kingdom Faith, Colin Urquhart's outfit down in Horsham, I think it is. And after the meeting, which was Benny Hinn's brother, George, I think, was speaking, Colin Urquhart called everybody up to the front. And of course, there I am right in the front, because I had seen this huge wave of anointing oil coming off of the stage, and it was about to break over the people. So I wanted to be up the front to get some of this stuff. This was in the days when I was seeking the works rather than the ways of God. So I'm right in the front line there, and along comes Colin Urquhart and stops right in front of me. I'm anticipating something good, but what I got was, don't limit God. And he moved on. For 20-odd years, excuse me, I wondered what he meant about that. I apologised to the Lord. I said I didn't realise I was limiting him. I didn't know where I was limiting him. But what I did know was that that oil of anointing never actually broke over my head. And then came the day of revelation, as it does so often, many, many years later. How I was limiting God was, I didn't like, it was Henry, not George, Henry Hinn. I didn't like him. And I was limiting God by judging his servant. I never did get that wave of anointing oil break over me. And so I suppose the purpose of this message is to say, don't shoot the messenger, because it may actually affect your ability to receive a blessing from God, to receive the anointing. I never got it. A bit of a salutary lesson, really, isn't it? But if we don't learn from these lessons, there's no point in having them, is there? God bless you as you think a little bit about that one.